This episode brought to you by
Audible.
Audibletrial.com
for your ear squares.
For your ear squares? No.
Balls wasn't funny anymore. So we
balls like
to...
testicles, not balls like what?
This actually drops before we decided that ear balls isn't funny anymore.
Oh,
so
shit.
This episode still exists in a universe where ear balls is hilarious.
So this episode is definitely brought to you by Earball. Audibletrial.com/horrorvirgin. Check it out, guys.
Please don't drop
and
us
for your book recommendation.
Oh yeah. Hey guys, if you have been watching the Pet Sematary trailer. Oh my gosh, it looks so scary.
Just on a loop, just only watching the Pet Sematary trailer.
Yeah.
Eyes like robot chicken did open so you can't close them.
If you went to New Halloween, you saw the trailer for the new Pet Sematary
and
adaptation.
And that truck scared the fuck out of you. Oh. You jumped and everyone laughed at you because you're me.
Why? Yeah, I know. I don't know why you're saying you, because that is exactly what Todd did, scared at the truck, which is a good scene to be scared of. Hey, read that book. Michael C. Hall, also known as Dexter, reads it. And honestly, I haven't read the audiobook or listened to it because I'm too scared, because I've read that book over and over again and it terrifies me. I think it is Stephen King's scariest book. Read it.
And now you can have Dexter read it to you.
Exactly.
AudibleTrial.com.
I think he stands right behind you with his duct tape and his plastic wrap while he reads it too.
AudibleTrial.com/horrorvirgin gets you 30 days free and a book to get you started. Make that book Pet Sematary. You'll be glad you did. And complain to Jen if you're not glad you did.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, enjoy Grave Encounters.
Woo!
I'm sure I hated it.
The graviest of the encounters.
There's no virgins here because it sounds like everybody got fucked.
Welcome to the Horror Virgin, everybody.
All right. Oh my God.
I'm Jen.
Oh my God. Ugh. I'm Todd the Virgin. We have a special guest today, Michael.
Hi.
I'm going to call you Mikey because I've known you a very long time as Mikey.
You guys can call me whatever you want. You brought me on.
Fisty or Shipbox. Which do you prefer?
If you haven't listened to the Saw episode, guys, you're missing that joke.
Right.
I picked out a movie.
Yeah.
You invited me on and then you tried to make me watch your next. I said, no, fuck that movie.
That movie is great.
That movie is good, but I said, I really want to scare the shit out of Todd.
It worked.
Mission accomplished. I'm trying not to cuss at you
yet.
It
didn't even work like I wanted it, because I picked this movie because it's like not scary for half the movie. And I wanted you to like get into a false sense.
I would disagree with what you just said.
You were scared by minute four.
Yeah.
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 Somebody breathed into a camera and then wiped it off and it scared the shit out of Todd.
Fucking
and
Lance.
That's when he made us turn the lights on.
Lance Preston's like, welcome to Grave Encounters. He's like, fuck this film.
It's like, I can't do
but
this.
I have a thing for found footage stuff, because like the one movie I saw in a theater before I swore off horror movies altogether was the Blair Witch Project. I mean, I would probably call it a date. She probably wouldn't.
You just sit next to her at the movie?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know who she was. No. We were the only two people in there. I just got right up next to her.
All right.
Hey, you want some popcorn? Get away from me. Yeah. And then I found
she
out.
She kept moving down.
Yeah.
This movie's hella scary,
we kept and then I walked out and I was like, hey, that chick who's in there is pretty cute, right? And she goes, that chick's been dead for 10 years. No, she's a real person. We're friends on Facebook. You guys are. I hated this movie so much.
Oh, yeah. Listeners, Todd was terrified.
You motherfuckers posted some video and pictures of me on social.
Uh-huh.
You guys are dicks.
And I have a delightful little story to tell also, because Todd drank about 2 Diet Dr. Peppers and had to pee real bad.
Oh my God.
And was afraid to go downstairs. Yeah,
this is actually the ninth time we started recording, because 5 minutes in he'd be like, I have to pee, guys.
I know. Yeah, but he was too afraid
to
go
down. So much.
So finally we convinced him, because I'm going to make him pee with laughter because I'm the funny one. So we finally convinced him to go down to the bathroom. You better not that out, motherfucker.
He didn't want me to come downstairs.
No,
it
he
had
didn't.
To be Jen.
In order to get him to go to the bathroom.
That's not true at all either. I would have gone with either of you guys.
Preferably both, probably.
Yeah.
So
I honestly trust Jen more than you, because you're a bad person that maybe watched this fucking movie.
this is a fun movie. Jen really enjoyed this movie.
Since you're going to sell me out, Jen, I had Jen check the bathroom, move the shower curtain all the way
look
over.
Behind the door.
It's,
and then he goes,
it's a
no,
Thomas the Tank
there.
Engine.
I did say
it is a Thomas the Tank Engine decorated bathroom.
It's got
Jen's
Olaf
got kids
from Frozen on the shower.
Yeah, it's
the
terrifying. Least scariest bathroom I've ever been in.
Okay,
in my life.
That's how they get you, Mike.
Have you ever seen Child's Play?
Yeah.
It's like, so I checked the bathroom. I cleared it. And then I left and he made
I
me wait
it.
Outside.
This bathroom is clear.
And then he made me wait outside the door.
Yeah.
And then
I did.
He runs upstairs, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then Jen's chasing him with
disinfectant
because he does not wash his hands in the bathroom.
There's no time to wash my hands.
Open your, wash your hands, and there's, only there's no time.
Two explanations for this. You were too scared to wash your hands, or you're
or you just
a very nasty person.
Honestly, it could be both.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, so we watched Grave Encounters. Yeah, and I think it broke Todd.
Yeah, this is very scary. Like, this is very, very scary for me. No, I'm not going to rage quit
this
podcast.
Definitely my favorite found footage film, and it's definitely one of the scariest movies I like.
Yeah, this was really good. So this is a found footage film. This is the first found footage we've done on this podcast.
Yo, I'm still amped up. Like, I'm shaking my legs. Like,
yeah. Oh, dude, at one point, Todd, like, you can see our water on the table shaking like in Jurassic Park because Todd is all, like,
I'm just shaking my legs. Like, I was so scared.
Yeah.
There was at one point I was, like, sitting backwards in my chair looking over my shoulder.
Yeah, he had his hood up, like, 5 minutes in.
So we watched Grave Encounters.
Yeah.
Wait, we got to set up the premise. So the show is a knockoff ghost hunting show.
It's, yeah. So the it starts off with a dude just like in a production office that you never see again, sort of setting it up.
It's
he's
like CBS,
and he's the worst. Like, the movie just is starts off so terrible. Everyone's a bad actor. The camera's moving around like
but
this.
Awesomely bad.
I honestly, and I'll say this about the movie, and I did hate this movie, but the bad acting doesn't bother me because they're not supposed to be actors,
right?
There's like that dude's supposed to be just like a video editor. He might like run the production office or whatever.
Yeah,
they don't really say what his title is, but he's definitely not an actor,
right?
But
right.
even all the characters' acting is terrible. Like the whole movie, the camera work, everything. It gets better as it goes on.
It like, does. Like, I feel like their scared acting is good.
Yeah.
Like, but
then, like, the camera is bad until it goes on because we talked about, you know, like when the first 20 minutes. That's why I picked this movie. It's because the first 20 minutes, it seems like a really terrible movie.
It does. It's like the camera is on like a chain around somebody's neck and they're just wandering around. And
especially when they let Sasha.
Sasha's
like the only girl in the movie. Whenever she's filming and she doesn't really hold the camera much inside.
Yeah.
It's more like when they're outside just kind of like getting ready to go in the, what building are they going into? Some insane asylum.
Calmwood Insane Asylum.
Yeah, so.
Institute for the Mental.
Yeah.
When they first get there, it's like noon or maybe like just afternoon.
Yeah, it's like daytime.
Yeah,
and they're doing their establishing shots on the outside. Yeah. This is the outside of the building. This is the terrible thing that happened.
Because
this
it's like they're like a film crew for like a ghost hunter. Yeah.
And they're all
show.
Kind of douchebags.
Very,
I don't
like,
know, man. Sasha could get it.
I think her name is Duckface.
Her name is Duckface.
Yeah. I mean, Duckface
Sasha
checks
Duckface.
Out. There, even when she's dying, Duckface is what you see.
She's got resting.
It hints at sexual tension between her and Matt.
Oh, yeah. She was definitely fucking
Matt. The guy whose only characteristics are he films and he smokes.
Yeah.
That's the only thing about him.
Look for cigarette butts.
Look for cigarette butts. Matt's missing.
Oh my God.
When you went to the bathroom, you left me up here like a Matt.
You come back and you were like in the corner shaking.
Oh my God, I would have left. I would have left. If you had been up here and like wearing like a hospital gown and like just been shaking in the corner, I would have left and never come back.
Every 10 minutes, Todd would be like, how much longer? Like, what is this movie? And I was like, we're only ramped up to 2. This movie slowly ramps it up to terrifying.
Yeah, and it got terrifying. So they're setting up establishing shots outside. They're talking to, like, the guy who's showing them around the building, the
you
old guy.
You mean Kenny the groundskeeper?
No, he's not the groundskeeper. The groundskeeper is, like, some Hispanic that they pay off.
They're talking to weirdo
Kenny,
curly
Kenny's
hair
the
man.
Head groundskeeper.
Yeah, he's not a groundskeeper.
Hispanic
groundskeeper. Kenny is the guy in charge of the property.
Yeah, he's not a groundskeeper,
Kenny?
Though.
He's the one that takes them inside.
Yeah, he's the old dude with the jacket who's, like, showing them around.
He's the, you think it's dark, now wait till it gets dark.
Yeah.
Kenny's contribution to the conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's dark in here? Wait till it gets dark.
Yeah, but did we talk about Hair Man with all the curly weirdo hair
who
gets out
he?
And tells the
he?
History?
I think he was just like a historiographer.
He was like a historiographer. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is what I believe that's what they call them.
He's just a mental institution enthusiast.
Yeah.
They called out.
An abandoned mental institution enthusiast. Yeah.
So the movie's funny because they go around and interview these people and it's terrible. And they're all like,
right.
Yeah.
And then everybody is the nervousest people they've ever been.
Yeah, they're like, it's a creepy building. And they're like, you see ghosts? They're like, not really.
So they're walking around outside. They interview Hair Man, who kind of tells the story of the asylum. And he tells about Arthur Friedkin.
Yeah, the doctor.
Who is the doctor. Mm-hmm. And did you know that name was inspired by Friedkin, the director of The Exorcist?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
okay.
Cool. He did over 104 lobotomies, but he was killed by his patients.
He was stabbed by 6 of them.
6 patients escaped in the middle of the night and stabbed him.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how many people went into the building and never came out again?
Thousands?
No, that night. How many people were in the film crew?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that he was going to end up being killed by all of the people who were suddenly the patients.
That would have been lame, so I'm glad that didn't happen.
Well, yeah.
But that's why I like the movie.
But when they started having their...
Because you think the movie's going to be lame the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I like the movie, because you're like, this movie is stupid. And then it just scares the shit out of you.
Right. And then we meet someone who may or may not be a groundskeeper.
He's not a groundskeeper. He's like the maintenance dude for the building. Groundskeepers take care of the grounds outside.
Yeah, and they're Irish and have red hair, and they're cartoon Simpsons characters, and they run around track.
But groundskeeper Willie also took care of inside the building.
He was also a janitor?
Yes.
Janitor Willie, yeah. He did.
If you,
the only right. thing I remember from him is him getting greased up and pushing himself through the air vents.
Which
I don't
is
remember what
inside
is.
The building,
yeah,
Todd.
It is. Yeah. I'm not saying air vents are outside, Mikey. God. So they're talking to, what's his name, Frankie?
Groundskeeper Willie.
Kenny. I knew it ended in an IE. And he's showing them all like the hot spots, quote unquote, in the building.
This is one of my favorite parts of the building, because they take you around all these really lame spots.
Yeah.
And you're like laughing. And they're interviewing people and they're laughing.
The spots are like
The window that opens,
the blood bathtub.
The bathtub where the girl killed herself.
Right.
Yeah. The room with all the writing on it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the murder hallways. No, but I mean creepy dungeon murder hallways.
Yeah, the downstairs.
Oh, the tunnels. The basement tunnels. Yeah.
I feel like in every other movie is like they say it's the death chute. Like this is where they send all the bodies, you know, but they didn't say that in this
No, they said it connects all the, it's the maintenance tunnels.
It connects all the buildings.
And then you introduce our cast of characters here.
Yeah, so you got Lance Preston.
Lance Preston, the best name ever.
Yeah, Lance Preston is like the host for the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You've got Sasha.
The occult expert.
She's the occult expert.
Occult.
If you've heard the Suspiria episode, occult.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Mike?
No, you're Mikey.
It's Matt.
Is it Matt? Yeah,
it's
I'm
Matt.
Mikey.
Matt. Curly hair, smoky Matt.
Matt. Yeah. Matt does cameras and smokes.
And does duck face.
No. He doesn't do duck face.
Sasha.
That's Sasha.
Does duck face.
You think a man's doing duck face?
No, Matt is doing duck face.
Oh. You mean fucking.
Yes.
Okay,
well, this is
bad.
One of the subtle areas of the movie. They never outright say it. They just have some glances, and you're like, I think they're together.
Oh, yeah.
And they at one point look at each other.
I picked up on that super early.
And then suspiciously walk into some room where somebody got murdered and then come back.
Ugh. Anyway, so Frank. Ooh. What's his name? Frank?
Freaky Frankie.
Which one? Matt? No, Matt, Smoker Matt, and then Sasha.
Oh, and then TC.
And then TC.
TC.
Yes.
No, what is his job?
His job is to be the audience surrogate, because he reacts to everything how I would react to
Yes.
it.
Yes. But what's his job on the show?
I think he's holding the camera a lot of times. I think whenever you can see Doug's face, he's holding the camera.
When he's tossing the football, Preston's like, TC, can we get a time-lapse shot?
Oh, yeah.
And
so he is the camera guy.
When he's throwing the football, that's when jittery camera holding girl is just going crazy with the camera, looking all over the place.
She's not good with the camera.
She really isn't.
Sasha's got low blood sugar. She shakes.
Yeah.
So and then they tour the facility,
and
then we see our cheating couple, where they're super rednecky tattooies. And one of them's
got... Do you not remember this? There's like a meth
couple.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, hey, we were making out up here. Yeah. And,
right. But one of them has...
Blurry face.
Because she's cheating on her husband, and her husband watches Grave Encounters, and she's afraid that if her husband sees her on Grave Encounters...
Mikey, Jen does this. So Jen likes to project her shit onto movies that she watches.
That's actually exactly what the sequel is about.
What?
It's a relationship.
Is it really?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a relationship drama about the meth couple who's interviewed at the first part of the movie.
They go to the asylum.
Grave
to
Encounters
save their 2.
Marriage. Couples counseling.
Oh my gosh. Couples already... dollar sign counseling. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Things have taken a turn.
Well, her face is all blurred out, but she's got a giant tattoo on her neck.
Which I couldn't stop laughing about.
It's like right under her shoulder on her chest.
Yeah, Jen turns to me and is like, they blurred out her face, but her big tattoo is super recognizable.
Right.
I was like, oh, good point.
And it says her name and her address and her home phone number.
Yeah, her social was on it. I saw it. I zoomed in.
There's a picture of her tattooed on her shoulder.
So after they take a tour of the facility, they go outside and they run into the guy who's blowing leaves.
So I thought Todd would laugh at something. It's a funny scene because they like, do you see anything scary? He's like,
no.
No.
I just started here.
And Todd's already turned facing the wall. I was like, this is a funny part of the movie.
Yeah.
Or I hate you guys.
They give him $20 to like make some shit up.
Yeah.
And he's like, I saw a ghost over there.
Right over there.
It was really scary.
Yeah.
And then Preston comes, he's like, there's ghosts outside the building too.
Outside ghost. We've never seen a ghost that can go outside.
It's a hot spot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their job. They're putting on a show, right?
Right. And that's part of why, like, I've watched Ghost Hunters a couple of times. I'm not a big fan of it.
And before they get locked in, they even are talking like outside. Mm-hmm. I think it's Sasha and Lance who are talking, and they're like, do you think we'll see any ghosts? I mean, probably not, but we got to get some good footage and then
we'll
just go on to the next one. Yeah, it's like whatever.
Okay, this is a point you probably didn't notice at the beginning. This is why Preston is so like serious as it goes on, because in the beginning he says he had an encounter as a child in his bedroom.
I heard that.
Ghost.
Yeah.
So he's motivated to like do this.
He moved into a house and shortly found out that it was really haunted, and then we see a pentagram flash on the screen.
Yeah.
It was a very funny intro.
It's all dumb.
With him like black and white with no.
But it looks like
the graveyard.
I've never seen like a Ghost Hunters type show, but it looks like that type of show to
oh,
me.
Oh yeah,
it like that
very
level of
it
camp.
It does a really good job.
Yeah, that
and
level
it was
of camp
inspired
and stupidity.
By those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So then they get locked inside.
No.
No,
you have
we
forgot
got...
my favorite character.
Who?
Houston
the psychic.
Oh my God! The guy who has wearing sunglasses inside. Oh my God!
Yeah,
but this
so
guy looks
Gray
like
pulls up.
He looks like an aging rocker.
He does. He's got a lot of makeup on for somebody who's not wearing
concealer.
Makeup.
Jen, it's concealer.
It's okay when it's concealer, guys.
He's got a unique look. I like it.
He's very brooding.
We've described him as several different things, I think.
What? He was like if your uncle tried to get into the Matrix.
No. To me, he was like, let's just... He was in like
or
a...
like if your uncle went as Morpheus for Halloween. Yeah.
Oh, he's very tan. But like looks, spray tan. Okay. He looks like he toured in a regionally successful hair metal band in the 80s called Kiss and Tell.
And just really liked that look. Wait, were you in a band called
Kiss
and Tell?
Yeah, no, mm. No. That was the most ridiculous name I could think of for an 80s hair metal band.
It's like his Instagram handle.
Like, everything's airbrushed and like...
Everybody has a kitty cat
face. Oh, everyone's hair is teased. Oh, yeah. Everyone's Peter Criss from Kiss. Absolutely. Oh,
so
yeah.
Houston Gray dramatically opens the door and stands outside and just lets the aura of the place walk in. And he's full of shit and walking in and saying, oh, I feel the presence.
I feel the spirit's presence.
Massaging the air. He's touring all the places that Groundskeeper Willie just showed us.
Oh, yeah. They go to the bathtub where he's like, I think a woman killed herself here.
Yeah.
And Preston's like, what?
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the impression that, like, he knew, like, Preston had told...
Did you not watch the rest? Because, like, they stopped the camera and he's like, great job. You did a great
job.
No,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely told him what happened in that bathtub.
Yeah, but they don't specifically say that. That's what I was going to ask.
They made a lot of implications. Like, I knew he knew as much as I knew Sasha and Matt.
We're doing it.
Yes.
Yes.
And then everybody else in the whole movie was like, let's not go after Matt. She's like, we got to go after Matt.
Right,
oh, yeah.
Fuck me now. Oh,
wait, I mean, everyone raises their hand like, Sasha, you're hot.
Yeah. You can get it.
I feel
you
like she wasn't hot until they were like stuck in there for like 4 days.
Let's
oh, yeah.
She was
like,
duck
listen,
facing everywhere.
Listen, if we're
she
out in
like,
the world.
She was like work hot.
Yeah. If we're out in the world, she's not super hot. Stuck in a haunted mansion type place, probably going to die soon. Only option, very hot. It's either her or TC, and guess who's going to get it?
TC.
Not Sasha.
Oh, yeah.
Look, TC, he's got my heart, okay?
Yeah, man.
He went out like a chump. I didn't like it.
So they locked themselves in.
Yes.
No. Groundskeeper Kenny locks them in from the
outside. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and so they established the rules.
They're locking themselves in.
This place is basically built like a prison.
Yeah.
So once Groundskeeper Willie locks them in, they're not going to be able to get out.
For 8 hours. And then
because
do dramatic
that's the
shots.
Most deathiest time in the asylum. And then what? Groundskeeper Willie's going to show up. Why are you looking at me like that?
At 7 a.m.? Was it 7 a.m. or like 6:45
a.m.? It was 6 a.m.
Lance is going around being an idiot. They're like doing all these establishing shots. You're supposed to like drop your guard. Todd's curled up in a ball in the corner. Like he's wiping the camera off. Todd's like, oh, God.
Well, not yet.
Okay,
that was,
because then Smokey Matt goes.
Like nothing scary has happened yet.
I know.
Nothing that should be happening.
But the part that got me that was, I'll admit now in hindsight, very ridiculous is when Matt is going to set up the static cameras in all like the hotspot locations that Groundskeeper Willie showed them. It cuts from like them being locked in doing the 6 a.m. is the scariest time of the murder asylum phase. And Matt's like blowing into the cam and like.
Yeah. It's like he took the cartridge out of his Nintendo and he needs to put
it back.
Yeah.
Was this before or after Matt explains to us ghost hunting technology?
Before.
Is it before?
Because he sets up those cameras, and then when he explains the Ghost Hunter technology, he's downstairs looking at the TVs with the cameras plugged in.
The footage is dropping on mine.
But honestly, him setting up the cameras is like just a few shots of him establishing where the static cameras are.
He's going to all of the hot spots that we've already visited and setting up. He's got his
like the window, the wall, his sweat dropping down his balls.
The writing room.
And then he goes down, skeet, 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 skeet.
Yeah.
And actually... He does.
He does go down. Skeet, skeet, skeet,
oh my God!
Skeet,
skeet, skeet. Are you saying that this movie is just a dramatic representation of a Little John song?
No, I'm saying I'm looking back with you on this movie, and it's like way more well constructed than I thought.
Yeah,
as a Little John song. We're like two scenes into
the
movie. Too.
So Smokey Matt sets up all the cameras. Then he.
I like how you say Smokey Matt like he's hot, but you don't mean it like he's hot.
Oh, he did have pretty eyes.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
he can get it.
Oh man, Sasha was fucking him for a reason.
Yeah.
She was like, ooh, you smell like an ashtray.
Yeah, like an ashtray.
Ooh.
Then he explains how all of his technology works.
Yeah, so they have a Geiger counter in case they run into radiation.
He's like, this is a camera.
Yeah.
You push play.
Well, but they have like an analog voice recorder. It's mm-hmm. like a fucking tape player.
And they use it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, analog voice.
It does just come back at the end.
Yeah.
It's like my cellular telephone technology transmitter.
Yeah. 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 What else does he have? Anything cool?
He's got a...
The Geiger counter.
Oh, yeah, that's which Geiger is counter? So dumb. Like, why would they...
That's never been on a Ghost Hunting show.
No,
they did have the regular camera that took regular film photos.
That's right. Yeah. They're ghost
still photos.
Which did
a really
photos.
Cool effect later on the film where you'd what'd you snap say? A shot and it would go to the photo.
Yeah, yeah. Ghostography.
Spirit photography.
Hey, I have a quick question.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Who's going to walk me to my car?
Oh, I'm definitely going to have sex with you tonight.
What?
What?
Walk me to my car was not a euphemism. Oh.
Is that
got,
not what
I've
that
got
means?
Some people to call and apologize to.
I have some apologies to make.
Dude, this is your podcast. So do not look at me for guidance.
So I'm then like, they're walking around. They kind of like sitting, like she's sitting in the room with all the writing, like, why do you wait? Or like, talk to me, say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
well,
trying
they're all...
to instigate the ghost.
What's like... the psychic's name again? Gray. What's his first name? Houston.
Houston
Gray's
Bobby
like,
Newport.
Spirit, send me a sign.
Yeah.
Well, it's like they're all
send
in their own little
sign.
Area because I think Lance is in the bathroom, the tub room, right?
And this is when Sasha and Matt snuck off.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's not shown.
I mean, they snuck off. It just doesn't show what they did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Tastefully.
TC, I think, starts wandering around trying to catch
some
stuff.
Well, they're all wandering around, but yeah.
TC's getting B footage, B roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
He runs into the wheelchair.
The wheelchair.
This is the, yeah. And then
it's when we start to actually see something.
This is when it starts to go off the rails for me. Yeah. And he gets a phone call, so he puts the camera down. He's talking to his little girl or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, monsters don't get in your
house.
Oh,
this is when we had to turn the lights on.
Yes, this was
the first
yeah.
actual scary scene. We had to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and so he's talking to his daughter about how monsters aren't real and they can't get in our house.
And then
and
the wheelchair starts to move.
And this is legit why I don't watch these shows. So then we see behind him the wheelchair start to move.
Yes.
And this is part of why I love found footage, because you're just watching and you're watching.
For that reason. Like, it just sucks you in.
Yeah, it does, like, because you're not sure. It's like you keep mm-hmm. scanning the whole screen to see
yeah.
what it's going to be.
Oh, and anytime a camera turns, I'm 1,000% sure there's like a scary face there. So like 95% of the time there's nothing there, but I'm still like amped up and
right.
fucking freaked out. I hate mm-hmm. him so much.
This movie does such a great job of having long creepy hallways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you say
yes.
you hate it?
I like, hate it.
All long,
and you think
yeah.
there's going to be something in every single one.
And really mm-hmm. there's only one time I could think of where way down in the distance you see that little girl run across.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the guy.
Well, yeah, but that's honestly, he comes into frame a lot closer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like only one really far down the hallway we see her run across. Both of those things scared the fuck out of me.
But I think there's going to be one in every hall, so I'm always staring down.
Oh, yeah.
At, like,
I'm always freaking out.
There's a lot of shots of them walking down the hall, checking the rooms where they mm-hmm. lock the patients in.
Yeah.
And doing yeah. quick turns. Todd's like, I hate quick turns.
I do.
So the wheelchair moves, but TC does not see it. And then he goes in this green shower room, and then the door closes behind him.
Yeah, it slams.
He does hear that.
And that's when he goes down to the lobby, uh-huh. quote-unquote lobby, and gets all of them to come up there.
Oh, yeah, he's yeah. super excited. He's like, ghosts!
We
got one!
Because they've got actual footage of ghosts, which nobody actually has.
No.
So that is a really big deal.
It's 100%. A made-up industry.
Right. Okay, so then they're looking for more proof, because this is when Duckface gets her hair played with.
Yeah, those are some creepy noises, and this is one of the best scenes of the film, I feel like.
It is. Yeah, I agree.
Because you were scared. I saw Jen get
I
scared,
was.
And then like,
and
the hair goes up
like,
real. It looks real good when she gets her hair
yeah,
played
it was
up.
Yeah. real freaky. I mean, but they're like yelling for it to like make a sound again or whatever.
And then,
then
it actually happens, and they freak the fuck
yeah.
out.
They, yeah. But that's what I would freak the
oh,
fuck
yeah,
out.
Sasha reacts how I would react. She just
yeah.
takes off sprinting down the
oh,
hall.
Oh, yeah, and then all you see is a duck face hole in the wall.
That's right. Todd stole my joke, but
yeah.
I'll allow it.
It was so funny when you said it.
They know all of this shit is bullshit, and they're just creating this stuff
well,
in a spooky
yeah.
atmosphere. And now something is actually
yes.
happening. What is this, Lance something?
Lance Preston,
Lance
yeah.
Leaderman, he says, manipulate my hair.
Oh, yeah. She like, points the camera at his own hair.
Like he spraying hairspray on it.
I do like that he's still an idiot douchebag. Like even after, yeah. Oh my god.
That's really funny.
Oh my god.
And then we see the spirit photography, which is really cool. Like, because these are the pictures that have been developed later, and they've said that like you can't see it until you develop it. And we see, what do we see? People like the orbs. I think.
Yeah, you see the orbs at first, and then like a smoky outline.
Yeah, and then you actually see handprints on the wall or the window right behind. Yeah, it's.
But it's
really
a cool scene
cool.
where like he takes it, just snaps to the photo.
Yeah, it's very effective.
It's done effectively. I hated it.
The psychic guy takes Sasha back down to the lobby because she's too freaked out. She's like, fuck ghosts.
Because she is real.
She's
and
not
she's
an
like,
occult expert at this point.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, she bounces. Just got,
she's like, no, I don't like ghosts.
Okay, so.
So we had to pause this movie like five times because I was like, how much longer is this movie?
Yeah, dude.
We haven't even seen a fucking ghost yet.
So Matt starts packing up all the static cameras. And then he goes to the window and he notices that the window is open. And we forgot to say that the window gets open.
Oh, yeah, the window room, it always opens. This is a big scene because this is when Matt disappears.
This is when Matt disappears and he's on the walkie-talkie. He can't get in. And then I'm not exactly sure what happened.
He hears a noise and wanders to
go look at the noise.
He gets ghosted.
Yeah, and then we just don't see him again, and they can't get him on the walkie-talkie.
And the only one who cares is Sasha, which is why we think they're together.
Right.
Because everybody else is like, we're
and
not going after her.
She's probably just empathetic, although she doesn't really care about Houston.
There you go
man.
Again, stereotyping women.
She is the first person who's like, we need to get the fuck out of here.
That's true.
She is the first person
she's number
who's
women
one.
Women are always
but
the
then,
ones
yeah,
who say we need
I knew you were
going to
say that. That's why I brought it up.
But then, and then Matt disappears, and this is how you know they're together, because she's like, Matt could have fallen and hurt his head.
Yeah.
We need to go
and
find
so
him.
And so she suggests that they go back into the hallways to look for him. And she doesn't really suggest we go look for anybody else.
Well, I do like this movie for subtly setting up that they might have a relationship and her motivation of like trying to talk everyone to go back into the haunted house.
Yeah, because why else would you want to go down that hallway?
Right. I mean, if Matt was Except, really just the guy who smoked, I'd be like, well, fine.
Although, you can care about a member of the opposite sex and not want them to get ghosted to the face down the stairs if you're not fucking them.
I don't know. I don't have a sister.
Oh. Doesn't have to be your sister.
That was great. All right. So they do search party for Matt.
They do.
Yes.
But all of them go. Like Houston,
yeah, because
TC,
why would you ever want
Sasha,
to be
no,
alone?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Todd said 9,000 times, I would never be alone anywhere in this park.
No.
Every time they split up, he's like, I'm never fucking being alone anywhere.
No.
Well, they don't split up at first. They all go together, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, and it's they don't find him, but they find like this fork where there's like three ways
they
to go.
See the
I
wheelchair.
Love movies where they're like, because, you know, Lance Preston's like, well, we should split up.
Yeah. And
the, Sasha's like, fuck you. Like,
you're an idiot. Yeah. You're an idiot, Lance. But then they do it.
So Lance and Sasha go together, and then Houston Makeup goes off by himself, right?
Yeah.
Does he?
The lead singer for the band Kiss and Tell.
Doesn't he go with TC? Doesn't he go with TC?
Yes, I think he does.
There's
no, I wrote down TC looks by himself because this is when TC gets pushed down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They all do split up.
Yeah, they do.
What were they thinking?
They're idiots. Matt is definitely dead. So
you said that about the Poltergeist daughter. You're like, the second anything happens, you just forsake the daughter and move out of the house.
They had like two other kids. They didn't need the daughter.
And that wife was of childbearing age because Craig T. Nelson married her and got her pregnant when she was 16.
Yeah.
Do the math. That movie is about a pedophile.
And a lying medium.
Oh, yeah. That TM, I hated her so much. Tiny medium.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
All right. This is when he gets pushed down the steps.
TC gets pushed down the stairs.
Yes, because the ghost is a domestic abuser.
This scared the shit out of Todd.
Yes.
It really did.
There's no ghost or anything. He basically just trips on the stairs.
No, he got pushed.
We don't know that.
Oh, I can't.
I'm just saying we don't see a ghost push TC. We just hear a noise.
I believe him.
I believe TC.
I don't believe TC because when he crashes
Hashtag
on the stairs, it looks like his leg and arm are broken.
And
then literally next scene, they're back
better.
In the lobby and he's yelling at them. They're like, we got to get out of here.
No. Okay. Hear me out. TC fakes the fall to stop looking for Matt to get everybody to go back to the lobby.
Dude, he didn't fake the fall. We see the fall on camera.
He threw himself down. He's like, fuck looking for Matt, y'all. We got to go back. And everybody listened to him.
Yeah, maybe he just threw the camera down the stairs.
You see him falling with it.
Yes.
Do
but,
we?
Yeah, but
or
is his
do we
leg
see
broken?
Him just,
I see him grab his arm too, like, oh, help me up, guys.
Yeah,
and then flops on the floor.
And what's the next scene? What's the next scene after his arm is broken?
Yeah, he's grabbing all the wheelchairs in the whole hospital and ramming them against the door.
They're gurneys, not wheelchairs.
Gurneys.
But you're
trying
not
to
wrong.
Break out. He fakes an injury to stop looking for Matt. It makes sense.
Well, what does that do,
TC
though?
TC is the real villain. Maybe he was the doctor all
Maybe
along.
He's been the ghost the whole time. So anyway. He gets a gurney. He gets a gurney, and they start beating on the front door to get out. Yeah. Because it's like 7:30 or 7:45.
Yeah.
It's like
Kenny,
an hour
Kenny
past the time Kenny was supposed
to
open the door.
Already.
So they finally get the doors open.
Yeah.
They
so,
run the gurney against it a bunch.
So this is when TC starts smashing the gurney into the door, and they're like, stop, stop, stop. And then TC eventually gets Lance to help him. And then they break through the front, quote unquote, front door. Mm-hmm. And then they see that it's just a longer hallway.
We need to go
another
back
hallway.
Because I feel like TC is the best character in the film. Because one,
he's
he only does what I think I would do in
yeah,
the situation,
absolutely.
Which is like yell at everyone and be like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he fakes a fall to make everyone get out.
I still don't think he faked the fall.
I mean, like, the more I think about it, the more it makes
it's
sense.
It's genius.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, who's going to chase after Smoke and Matt besides Sasha?
Right.
She ain't doing it.
By herself. No, she's not.
No, she's not. No. So TC's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, guys, I fell.
Help me up. Help me up. And then he breaks down the front door.
Yeah.
Which is what I would want to do.
But it's not a front door anymore. It's a hallway door.
Yes.
And then they close the front door, and we see that death awaits that was on the front door of the whole building.
Yes.
Which we didn't mention until then.
Oh, we didn't mention
that
at first. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, and the death awaits is on the outside of the building.
Yes.
So we know, this is when we know it's all fucked up, because there's no way that they're just like lost or something.
This is the point where you know that this is maybe a haunted house.
Haunted asylum.
A haunted mental health treatment facility.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Politically correct.
Then they try to break through the window, and Todd was like, well, why don't they just bust a window? There's
Todd's been
windows.
Talking about windows for like 20 minutes at this point.
Yeah, right, because they need to break a fucking window. But they do answer that question.
Because it is a mental health care facility that was built like a prison to house all the nutso people.
Boop.
That's the technical term. The nutso people.
Whoops. I should not have brought a haunted asylum film.
They're looking for like windows to break out, and they all have like grates on them. It's not even just bars. They're like little crisscross grates.
Because
you cannot get out of them.
They don't want the inmates to break.
That makes sense. I get it.
Yeah.
TC had a tool belt in the beginning. He's like, I left it in the car.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's outside.
Right.
He's like yelling at them.
His shoulder.
And that's when Lance says, the sun hasn't come up. I checked what time sunrise was.
Should have been up for an hour.
It's supposed to be bright. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but also it was a suspiciously late sunrise because Lance was like, it's 8 a.m. This is when sunrise was supposed to happen. I was like, that's pretty late.
I think he just said it was supposed to be bright by now.
Makeup man starts talking about maybe it's an electrical anomaly and maybe it's fast forward our clocks or something.
Yeah.
So maybe it's actually like 2 in the morning. We just are crazy.
He's like, hold on, everybody. It's logic. Electricity has sped up our watches.
Yeah.
Well, they even call him out on that. Like, that's stupid. TC's like, you're fucking dumb, kid.
TC's
yelling
the best
at him. Yeah.
I don't care about your fucking audition makeup.
It's concealer, Jen. Yeah, he's like yelling at him. It's awesome.
Yeah, but this is where TC crosses the line into some sexual orientation, making fun of the
does he?
The psychic guy. Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
He does. He says a couple of words.
Yes.
That
well,
we
you were hitting
repeat.
The corner. TC crossed some line.
That's right.
Okay.
Todd was crying.
I hated this movie so much. A lot of scared me.
Scary.
I don't know, man. I'm scared right now, and it's whatever, man. Let's just move on.
Yeah. So then we have Lance's Heather scene from Blair Witch Project. Black.
There's a lot of scenes like that.
Yeah, I stopped making that joke because it's just.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Well, is this the scene where she's sleeping and still has the duck face on?
No, I don't think so. But he sets an alarm for an hour, and this is like they're all asleep, and we see on the clock it's been like 7 hours.
Yeah.
And
he did set his alarm for an hour. I missed that.
He set
Todd
his alarm for an hour, and it didn't
go off. I was scared. I wasn't complaining. But this is where the light gets knocked over by the ghost.
Yeah.
Introducing my favorite line in the film. Houston, what's your problem?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
What? You missed that? Houston Gray's the psychic, and TZ goes, Houston, what's your problem?
Yeah. Like in Apollo 13.
I did miss that. Like,
Jen and I shared a look and a laugh.
We did.
During that scene.
There was
no laughing for me in this movie.
That's right. Well, there was laughing for us.
Yeah, it was nice.
I don't know how you guys can enjoy movies like this.
Well, if I told you.
This movie's going to bother me for at least a week.
Oh, and then we said.
We got a problem.
TLC went to go get a sandwich. So they open it and it's the maggot trunk from Suspiria.
Yeah. So it's like the sandwiches have aged months.
Well,
yeah.
That's what happens
the
when
sandwiches
they don't
have
put
been
ice
dead.
In a cooler.
It happens pretty
there
much.
There was no quickly. Ice in that cooler.
Yeah. Have you ever?
You just left two sandwiches and an apple in
have
a cooler.
Have they never been on a picnic before? So that's when TC remembers that there was a fire escape from the outside. So
they start
to
looking
for
the roof. Yeah.
TC's the best character. Yeah. No one else is doing anything this whole movie.
I know, yeah.
Lance Preston is selfieing himself like, there's ghosts.
he's trying to get a
he's showing off his hairdo, yeah.
And then TC's like, there's a roof, let's go.
They start looking for the roof and they see the stairwell and it goes straight into a wall.
Which is good.
Not
because
a window.
The movie covers the signs. Every possible way you could try to escape.
Exactly.
The sign says roof access and then right next to that, like it pans from that sign to the wall. Like the stairs go into a wall. Right. There's no door, just a wall.
And then TC runs, he goes, he hits it, and he goes, oh, that's solid.
Yeah, that's solid.
But I like this because every time Todd asks a question, they ran to try to go do that thing.
The window.
The wall.
The stairwell wall. Right.
And the roof. And then Todd was like, oh. So Todd's hope like extinguishes.
Oh, I think I said at that point, I would just kill myself.
Yeah. I think you did.
Because it's way too scary. Like, no, I would just kill myself.
So then they go down and they see one of those maps on the wall, like in the mall where it says you are here.
Like a directory?
Yeah. The directory.
Where's Abercrombie? Where's Abercrombie in the place?
Yeah. They just want to find
it's by the murder tub. If you go past the murder tub, it's on the left.
Oh, my God.
It'll be a male model.
Next stop, neurology dungeon.
Right next to the Victoria's Secret pink store.
Ooh, I love that store.
What's the next scene? You have 90 scenes written
down. I do. Campus Wiggle It.
Campus Wiggle It. Campus Wiggle It. So with
Yo, Lil Jon's new dance hit, Campus Wiggle It.
Sorry, that should be.
So TC goes, this wall's solid. We got a Campus Wiggle It.
Compass wiggling. So then they're looking at this
map.
And she notices the Geiger counterometer is shaken like crazy. Like
the Geiger counterometer. Yeah, guys. Yeah, These are the technical terms. If you guys don't understand that, what she meant was compass. The word was compass.
Is it a compass?
Yes.
Not campus.
There is a Geiger counter in the movie, but it's never used.
It's never used. They show it off at the very, like.
Because the tremors aren't coming.
There's
and
no.
And nobody has jizz on their nose.
There's no
and
Geiger
Rhonda
counter
is
tremors.
Not helping.
There's no Geiger counter.
Do you know what a Geiger counter is?
It measures radiation.
Oh, no.
It measures radiation.
Seismologist.
Yes, there you go.
She did not know why we were upset. She's like, actually, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
No. What does a compass do?
It shows you the way.
It doesn't in this movie.
No, it doesn't.
This movie, it shakes like it's from
the
window of the wall.
If they're in a building, a compass ain't going
to
help.
That's true.
They do say words like that sometimes. They're like, what's north? I'm like, where do you?
It's a hallway.
It's a hallway.
You go that way.
Yeah.
TC's the best, man. I don't know for sure he said that, but I know he said that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that wasn't his dialogue.
He's like, north.
What the fuck, north?
Because TC finds the other exit door.
Yeah.
The movie does a great job of establishing that they are fucked.
Right. Yeah. We start to realize that the building is changing. TC and makeup go looking around by themselves.
It's like the building is the stairs from Hogwarts that's always like moving to make sure they can't get out.
Yes. So then we hear a bunch of screaming and we see the bed move. And this is one of the first times we actually see some stuff
that
they see things.
Yes.
Moving.
Todd freaks out and I say, we haven't seen a ghost yet.
Yeah. He said to me like three times. I was like, fuck you. I hate this movie.
Mm-hmm. And so then we see Duckface with hello scratched on her back.
Yeah.
Does that happen this early?
I think so.
Because she, at the beginning, she's like, ghosts, send me a sign. Try to make contact with me. So they carve hello into her back.
They do make contact with her.
It all comes
together.
Back.
Yeah, and they lift her shirt up but show her back for some stupid reason.
And so then they hear Matt on the walkie-talkie.
Yes.
And then they start looking for Matt.
Yeah, because that bitch Sasha wants to find her.
And then they
again
use words that don't make any sense, like, the range is 200 yards. Like, 200 yards of building is a long building.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is a huge building. Like, it is a big building.
From the outside. I mean, we saw the outside of the building. It's not 200 yards.
It's an all-fucked-up asylum, so you can't trust any of your shit anymore.
True.
And that's when we see the long hallway and we see Nightgown Girl run across.
Oh, yes.
And
this
Todd
is
said,
maybe the scariest part of the movie.
Todd said, my heart hurts.
Dude, my chest did hurt. I was very, very scared
of this
part.
You didn't think we were going to see like a real ghost in this movie, did you?
I honestly didn't know. I don't know anything about these films before we watched them. So like, I didn't know. I have no idea.
The little girl runs and then we see her in the hallway.
Oh, my God.
No, they go into the room.
They don't see her in the hallway.
The hallway, the corner. That's what
Yeah, they see her in the corner. This is very Blair Witch. I even said that. This is very Blair Witch, end of the first Blair Witch project.
I like this movie more than Blair Witch because Blair Witch doesn't show anything, which is scary in its own way, but this movie shows everything by the end and you're like real freaked out.
Well, and that's I think partly because this came after Blair Witch and the Vicious Brothers were like, we've been
very
watching
far
found
that,
footage and we just wanted the ghost not to be shy and we really wanted to put it in your face.
Was this
you know?
After Paranormal Activity or before?
2011, so after.
I have no idea, but
not too much after.
But. Anyway, so the little girl.
You have a real creepy person staring at the corner of the wall.
And then she turns around and her face does a fucked up like.
Her face does the Paranormal Activity thing.
I don't know. I've never seen it. But and yeah.
Like, is that from Paranormal Activity? I thought it was from this movie. Like, they do the whole face distortion thing first. Anyway, that scene was real.
It was. Yeah. Todd
I jumped at that point.
Okay, so then we realized that they left makeup in their attempt to flee.
They left makeup?
No. The thing chases them, and they all, like, just, they
respond how a group of people would.
That's
yeah,
true.
They just start run the fuck away
in different directions.
And then they leave.
And then we see Makeup Man just stumble around in the hallway.
TC,
and I said,
what's his nickname, Jet?
Makeup Man.
Houston.
Houston.
Houston. That's Gray. His name, not his nickname.
Oh, his real name's Houston?
Yes, his real name's
oh,
Houston.
Oh, my God. I thought it was
his
nickname. His
Houston, name we have was... a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I got that, but I thought, no, I'm
Houston
an idiot.
Houston Gray.
I feel like they only named him that to set up that one joke. In the
I'm sure
thing.
That's true. I'm sure that's true.
That's like their Paradise Lost, I found it moment.
Nathan, I love you so much.
I'm ready to drink.
Anyway, so he's walking off by himself.
Well, yeah, well we gotta set the stage. Lance, Sasha, TC.
It's just down to those three.
They hide in a room. They like lock a door.
It's almost like a closet, right?
Yeah, and they're like, fuck Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Houston's dead
no
now.
No one, Sasha does not care about going after Houston.
No,
because
Sasha's
they're not
have,
sleeping
exactly,
together.
Exactly.
Yeah, he went put out.
I'm sure that's why. I'm sure it's because Houston wouldn't put out.
So yeah. This is the point when the movie just gets real bad.
Yeah, it is.
It gets
because
real bad? What do you mean real bad?
Houston just stumbling around in the hallway, and we realize I asked why he didn't have a flashlight, and that's when I realized they just all left
him. Yeah, because
him.
He did, and they all left him.
And they open the door, and we see the door open, and then close, and then we see him get ghost-throated and picked up and
he gets
choking
choked.
Around at the end of the hallway, so we can't really see... And then he just gets blasted to the front.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's dead, right?
Yeah, we don't see.
Yeah, we Houston. Don't see him again. I assume he died. Like
he becomes a patient of the.
I feel like he could have lived through that.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I don't know, but you never see him
if
again.
TC
so
TC can fall downstairs and then miraculously be able to punch through doors.
TC did that. TC was a smart man.
He was. But he made sure to do it when people could see it.
Yeah.
See, I feel like Makeup Man tried to do it, but nobody else was around.
Oh, he got thrown by
so
a ghost.
So it didn't work.
I can grant the premise that TC may have thrown himself down the steps.
But
we saw Houston get choked.
You saw Houston go up in the sky choked.
Well, maybe we just didn't see
He got Jedi TC. Choked.
That's when they realized that they have bracelets on their arms.
Yeah, so
now.
I think they fall asleep in
they
there.
They fall asleep in the closet.
They fall asleep
right?
in their
and
closet.
And that's when they have the bracelets on.
It's got my name on it.
Yeah.
So
what do you do when a ghost girl chases you down the hall? You
go immediately fall asleep.
Yeah, you take a nap.
You got to get some me time.
I thought the bracelets was a really good touch.
I did too.
I thought it was cool as shit.
And that's when I started thinking, are they going to have been the patients all along or something? Are they going to be transferred into the body of patients and they're going to kill
Or did you think they were ghosts
Lederman?
All along? Or
yeah,
like,
or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I kind of liked that because it gave me enough to start thinking about that kind of stuff, but it didn't do something stupid like that they couldn't back up. You know, it was
Yeah, it ends
crazy.
Up just being real creepy
and
not like a stupid story plot thing.
And you could still kind of project your own thought. Like, I
Not
could,
you, Jen.
No.
You would never project something on anything.
You know, I did want to mention
like,
that
Sasha fucked that
the
doctor.
Asylum. Yeah. Because the asylum is the patriarchy.
What is happening?
God, there's only one female character.
Oh my God, yeah. And you have been slut-shaming her the entire podcast.
It's because the patriarchy got me too, man.
Oh my God.
It gets us all.
God.
I just got real mad for a second.
Yeah.
So they realize that they have bracelets. Oh. And then the doors open.
Which it's like it's just like the beginning. It tries to trick you into thinking this movie's going to take a lame turn.
Right. But it doesn't. Because then we see the hand through the wall to the window grab.
Right, because you're like, let's get a video of Todd.
Yeah, so this is when you were, I didn't know you were videoing me.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh.
Because I was
terrified.
This, it shit pulls you in. Like, I can't look away. And then
they're walking down a hallway of patient rooms that are locked. Like,
yeah.
Isolation rooms.
Yeah, they're like legit locked.
Padded
and she
cells.
And Sasha is like against the door talking to them about, we got to get the fuck out of here or whatever she's saying. Yeah. And then like a hand breaks the small little armhole window and like grabs her.
Grabs her face. Like Michael Myers is her in New Halloween.
Yeah. And then they run off again.
People would do if a ghost hand came at
Absolutely.
Them.
Run the fuck away.
And that's when they hear TC say, holy shit, get over here. You got to see this.
Yeah, and they find Mike.
No, what the fuck? No.
Or, Matt. Is it Mike? Matt.
Smokey Matt.
Matt. They find
Smokey Matt.
Yeah.
And then Sasha's like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
But he's wearing a hospital gown and tidy whities.
Yeah, so she's not into it anymore.
No, she's even.
Did you guys get the thought that he may have been lobotomized?
Yes.
But we don't see the eye blood.
We don't see the eye blood.
No, but
I don't know. I don't think that he did because there was a part. Well, we'll get to it. But he's saying I wasn't ready yet.
That's like right after that because
he's real creepy when he comes back.
I thought
he was a terrible actor until this scene.
Oh yeah, he's just sitting and he's rocking. He's like what Mikey was doing to try to freak Todd out in the corner.
Yeah.
He does the crying, laughing thing.
He's like Sally at the end of
Sasha's like,
Texas
just come with us. I would have left Matt.
I would have punched him in the face.
There's no way I would have been like.
I definitely can't sleep with you anymore because you're
so
weird.
They find him on the, I don't know, man. Crazy sex is awesome sex. So they
not
find him on the floor. Oh, that's fair. They find him on the floor and they start to like help him or like, hey, what's all right? Are you all right? And then they hear like a scream or they hear something and then they get the fuck out of the room with Matt and they go into a patient room, put him on a gurney or like a bed, right?
Yeah.
And they start questioning him. And
oh,
this is where
he says,
starts laughing and
shit. We can leave when we're better.
Yes.
Like,
so this is where it seems like he's been in the institution for years.
Yes.
Right? And has lost his mind.
Yeah. And when we start to see characters disappear, I wonder if they're just kind of moving into different timelines.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
And so he, I did.
Houston's still alive. Out there
somewhere.
He is. He's just.
That'd be great if the movie ended.
TC
like,
is just
Kenny
perpetually
just
throwing
like,
himself down steps.
Houston comes out. He's like, that was crazy.
I gotta go. My band's got a gig in an hour. I gotta go.
Yeah, my eyeliner's all smeared. I gotta fix it.
It's concealer, Jen. Concealer.
I don't think you know how makeup works, Todd.
I don't.
Or do you?
So they take a nap in the gurney room.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they wake up to hands grabbing them.
Yes.
Like hands that are just like warping through the walls.
Mm-hmm. They look like large hands.
They do. They look very
they're
large.
They're different size hands. Lots of different. Like they're manipulating their hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lance is finally getting his wish.
Exactly.
I feel like we're like really downplaying that. Lance does a really lame like monologue throughout the whole film.
Oh, yeah. We keep seeing that Heather Snot scene where he's like, people are going to
who the fuck is Heather Snot?
She's from Blair Witch.
Her last name is Snot?
No, but she has a scene where she's got the camera right in her face and she's crying. And the snot comes out of her nose.
Okay.
It's
I vaguely.
Scary movie.
Yeah.
Listeners know
which
what
when she
talking.
Knows she's going to die, she has like really emotional.
Yeah, she's like, I feel like I'm partly responsible.
Is this in the first one? I think I remember a scene first like one. That in the first one. Yeah.
It's been in like a lot of the
movies. Yeah, but I haven't seen that movie since I saw it in the theater. No, don't.
Then we go into the bathtub room.
Yeah, so they're running from the arms. They go into the bathroom.
And then we notice one has blood in it.
It's the
bathtub. Lance jumps behind a bathtub that's on its side,
yes.
Right? And then he peeks over to the bathtub where the girl killed herself in, and it's full of fucking blood.
Yeah, and then Smokey Matt just starts wandering over there. And
yeah,
like,
he walks over there.
Blood.
TC goes to grab him and get him back, and then
TC's
girl.
TC's a good dude.
TC's solid, man. I love TC, but this is the last time we ever see TC because the girl that killed herself in there pops up, scares the fuck out of Todd, and grabs TC, and then they drop the camera. They dump the.
He gets pulled into
the
blood.
Yeah. He gets pulled into it.
We just hear it.
And going
so
back, TC dies in a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they dump the tub over. All the
but
blood is on the floor.
This. And this is when I love found footage because
we don't see this.
We hear it all. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of blood just splashes all over the place.
Yeah.
And then we look back and we see that the tub has
on
been knocked over and all the blood spilled out. And TC is
and both
gone.
The girl and
because
TC
Lance
are gone.
Knocks over the tub to get TC out. And he's like, Lance is gone.
Yeah.
Right.
This is where Lance takes a turn.
Things start to get real.
He gets a little ridiculous.
Well, he's only left with Sasha and Matt.
And Matt's
third
crazy.
Wheeling it.
Yeah. Because Houston's dead, right?
Oh,
Yeah.
No one even mentions his name.
No,
they've just forgotten.
They
him.
Do what Craig T. Nelson should have done in The Poltergeist. They're like Houston, who?
Yeah,
I don't know
Houston.
Who that is.
Daughter's
fuck his
modern.
Band. Yeah. Oh my God!
Whoa,
Jen Lassahar, she almost fell out of her chair.
That's not why I almost
yeah,
fell out
I'm
of my
that
chair.
Yeah,
because
I'm that funny.
She was manipulated by ghosts.
I bet Kiss and Tell was a band in the 80s. I want
to
Google
it.
It
had
this.
To have been.
It's
some
definitely
kind of band.
Something.
It's airbrushed.
It's like
Lance is sad. He's the third wheel.
Now TC is gone.
Sasha. Her mental health may have deteriorated by this point.
Yes, because there's one point when she says, I think there's something wrong with me. She probably got infected because those ghosts didn't wash their hands before they scratched hello on her back. Staff
it's so dumb that they wrote hello.
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 Is it me you're looking for? Because I see that you're a ghost. Okay, so this is when we gave Todd a break and we paused
it. Oh, we had to. Yeah, we had
and
to
we
pause.
Paused it. And so we're watching this on Amazon. And if you have Amazon Prime, you know how
it'll
show
it'll show the actors. Yes.
Yeah.
And one of them was called Tongueless.
And looked and like a demon face.
Yeah, and I was like, who the fuck is that? Guys, they go to the elevator. Mm-hmm. And
well,
the
wait,
whole
hold
plan
on, let's
is.
Let's go back. Lance Preston's big idea is be like, you know what time it is? It's time to try the elevator.
It's elevator o'clock.
It's elevator o'clock. And so he's like, we're going to go down the
elevator
shaft to the murder tunnel dungeon
area. Oh, yeah, because the whole time he's been trying to talk everybody into going into the basement subtunnels.
Yeah.
And TC's still alive, so he's like,
no.
Fuck you, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I'd rather just camp out in this normal hallway.
Because TC's the only person I wanted to live.
Right.
I wanted everyone else to die.
He had a child. Like, he had a backstory.
I know.
Yeah, so they get to the elevator shaft.
Right, and Lance Preston's like, I'm going to go find something to like jerry the door open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he goes off, finds a gurney, and grabs his bar off the gurney, and then he sees a tongue.
This is when we pause it because Todd's like,
I need a break. Yeah. So anyway, so he sees a tongue on the floor,
and then blood, like three or four stops
of blood, like right in front of it.
And then he looks up.
And then he looks up, and Tongueless is right there.
Tongueless is real creepy.
It is super fucking weird. Mm-hmm. And then he screams, and I scream. I think this is the spot where you put the video up.
Yeah.
And
this is one of the scariest parts of the
movie. It is.
And he runs back to the elevator.
They close the door on him, and Duckface and Lance are trying. I should probably stop calling her Duckface.
Oh, you've been calling her a slut the entire thing, but Duckface is over the line.
Such a step up from what you've been calling her.
Yeah.
I called her by her name, like my mom taught me.
Because I respect women. All right, so Sasha.
Tell your friend.
Ladies. Mikey respects the ladies.
I will learn your first name.
Last name, bit of a stretch.
Some names are hard.
All right. So anyway, they close the door.
Wasn't there another ghost that appears
soon? No. So he gets back there. They don't close the door yet.
And Lance is pretty balling because he's not even that scared of Tongueless.
No, he runs in there. He opens the elevator.
They close the door. Then they hear the sound.
Yeah, then they hear the sound of Tongueless coming to the hallway, and he walks over to the thing, and Tongueless jumps on Lance.
I thought it was a different ghost.
It was the same guy. It was Tongueless again. So, and then Lance gets him off of my guess, and they close the door. And this is when they're struggling against the door.
Sasha snaps out of it to help Lance.
Yeah. And Lance and Sasha are holding the door, and Matt walks over to the open elevator shaft and just like falls down.
He gets the camera first.
Yes.
And he's
Lance and Sasha.
And then he stares at it and starts giggle laughing.
The giggle laugh cry.
Yeah. It's creepy. And then he walks over to the elevator shaft and just skeets all the way down.
Oh, my God. Are we back to this?
Oh, my God.
We've never left.
Oh, my God.
So then he just slow motion falls into the elevator shaft and dies.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lance and Sasha crawl down the elevator shaft like idiots.
Which is, like, the dumbest idea. Like,
yeah.
I know.
Lance's like, I wanted to go to the basement all movie. Please come with me. Right. Sasha's like, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
And this is where I wrote down, in 20 seconds, Todd said, I don't trust you, movie. Yo, she got a nice butt.
Yeah. Well, she does.
As they're climbing down the ladder.
She's crying, and there's tears dripping down her face as she climbs down the ladder, and Todd's like,
yo, she got a nice
butt.
She
got a nice ass.
Yo, I'm still a man, all right? I was scared, but also a bit horny.
That's how you were distracting yourself
scorny.
From your
I was corny.
Who hurt
corny?
You, Todd?
Yeah, scorny. 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 That's what I said. Yeah.
I think that needs to go on a condom.
Well, thank God Lance.
Steven, can you help us out?
Yeah. So anyway, they are now in the evil dungeon hallway tunnel murder place.
And they realize that this genius plan has gone awry.
No, because he's an idiot.
Exactly.
But he still has the pole.
He still does.
Yes.
Because the exact same thing has happened. Now they're just wandering around in these tunnels.
Yes.
And they can't even find the elevator shaft.
Well, we also see Sasha on the ground throwing up blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is where you see.
Yeah,
Todd regrets the decision. Oh, God. I was going to make a movie-related comment, but then you just ruined. Like, she regrets the decision climbing in the tunnel so much, she throws up blood.
Yeah.
And then Todd's like, look at that cleavage.
She's got some nice cleaves.
Can't see it all because of the blood on the camera that she just popped out of her
arms. I do have weird fetishes.
Todd's not discerning.
Yeah, listen, I can see what I can see, baby. Yeah.
It weirded me out. I mean, Jen and I were like freaked out a little bit, and then you're like, hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then I was freaked out more.
That's what it's like to watch these movies with him.
Anyway, so then you see Sasha and Lance like sort of holding each other while they're like laying down.
The time stamp at the bottom
is just going fucking nuts.
They left a static camera down in the basement. Smokey Matt never got it.
Yeah.
No, he didn't make it there. The smoke comes. And then it covers them. And then as the smoke disappears,
Sasha's gone into the air.
Yeah.
Which I think is the lamest death of the movie.
Yes.
Or is it a death?
Does she come back?
She does not come back.
Spoiler!
All right. Well, you asked. You're the worst. Does she come back? No. Spoilers! God, you just like set a trap for him.
She evaporates just like women in my love life.
After they call
Mikey is single, ladies.
But damaged.
Oh, so be gentle, guys.
Like Lance Preston in a basement.
Speaking of Lance Preston, so he's the only one left, and he starts to lose his fucking mind.
He does, and he's just wandering around.
Yeah, he mentions he's been walking straight for an hour.
Hours, days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he records, he says, "What do you want from me?" and leaves it recording, and then he plays it back, and he just hears himself, "What do you want from me?" and then you hear like laughing and screaming.
No,
and yelling,
I think it was the voices
of
all of the crew.
Yeah. I think you might be right.
Okay, shit. I didn't realize that.
Because I think it was Sasha's voice I heard, and then like maybe TC's, and then like crying.
Just them laughing.
Yeah.
And crying.
Makeup's
I think
not
some screaming, and Matt's laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's real not.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Makeup,
you
didn't
also
make the
see
tape,
him
though.
Kill a squirrel. You also
yeah,
see
makeup on the tape, so no. He's alive.
Yeah.
Oh. Or they just don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this guy, we need. like they forgot to pay him for like day three, so like, just throw him down a hall, never mention him again.
That's like a stunt dummy.
we see him kill and eat a rat, which is the grossest shit ever.
Yeah, what'd you say? It went to Castaway immediately?
Yeah.
Because he smashes him with this pole, which kind of creeped me out a little bit more because it seemed like it wasn't smashing it with a pole.
I wasn't even thinking that. Were you thinking that?
That's what I said.
Is that what you were thinking?
You didn't catch it. Only Jen caught it.
So anyway, he's walking in the hallway. He finds a door.
Yeah.
There's more scenes of him. He's like, because there's like, he laughs, and then like the ghosts laugh, and like, they're really fucking with him.
Yeah. And then he looks at the camera and he says, "Fuck you," which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's telling us to go fuck ourselves.
Yeah, are you watching this?
It's like, he wanted this, which he's the one who
I'm doing this for you.
All right. Yeah, Lance.
Yeah, nobody's Lance. It's your fucking fault, Lance.
I know. You wanted to go to this ghost asylum.
Fuck you. There was a ghost in my room when I was a kid.
I suddenly realized my house was haunted.
So it goes into that in the sequel.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. You're interested.
I am.
I'm not.
I really liked this movie.
I'm not interested.
We'll watch the sequel.
This movie will stick with me for like a week, at least a week. I will sleep with the lights on in my room for a week at least.
I mean, I always sleep with the TV on.
I will close the door in my room. Like, it'll be.
Will you check under the bed?
Yes.
Will you check in the bathtub?
For sure. I probably will.
Okay, so he finds the door to the neurology
That's right.
dungeon.
The door to the dungeon.
To the neurology dungeon. And then we see, I just wrote down rooms with terrible things. Because it's
will
like.
Will they find that book?
They find, they but they
no,
first.
No. You have to go through because it's all abandoned and haunted housey looking.
Yeah.
But it's like the creepiest shit because
it's where they do the lobotomies.
Like all of the chains.
Lobotomies? Not lumbotomies. It's not a dance.
Lumbotomy.
Well, then you're like, this can't be a legit hospital room because there's chains where you hang people.
Yeah.
Like,
there
which
are
is
chains
super creepy.
With hooks hanging from them.
Oh, some bad shit was going
there's
down there.
Pictures
I mean,
of people like
being dissected.
Yeah. Like open and like their skin's been peeled off.
Which I didn't know if those were our group or other people.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
It is.
Was that TC?
No.
But the guy looked like Matt. The other guy looked just like Matt.
Fair enough. He sees this horrible haunted dungeon place.
Yeah,
he sees like a...
A skull it's
not
a
pentagram. But
it's
like
a quatragram.
Okay. Yeah, that works because it's four-sided.
Or a rectangle. If you
no,
will.
But it's kind of like
it's a demon summoning thingy with a human skull inside.
Yeah, and then he sees the book.
We've all been there.
Yeah, it's like that one.
Another part of this movie I love because it doesn't hit yourself over the head with its lore and stuff. So like wasn't a legit doctor.
Right.
He was doing demonic stuff with it.
Yeah,
he's just kind of fucked. Yeah, I was almost annoyed by that. I was like, I don't know if we need demon possession.
But
couldn't he just be like a curious Nazi doctor? He looks at the books. He opens.
He looks
them
at
up.
The books first.
There are runes in them.
Yeah.
Which I read some translation of the runes and it's like some mundane stuff. It's like I tried something new one day and it worked out okay.
It's just hello over and over again.
Hello.
Hello. Is it runes you're looking for?
Nice, 'cause I see them in your book and it's covered with skin. And now there are surgeons chasing me. I have to look again, 'cause I see it in your eyes, that ice pick that got your brain.
He just turns around, there's a clay head of Sasha's head.
Holy shit. Someone make that like a thing.
I just got that.
Yeah. Welcome to the conversation.
And then everybody starts dancing on the ceiling, and it's party time.
That's how the movie ends. And it was ends on a high note.
Lionel Richie loves this movie,
and
guys.
And then Lance falls in love with the blind ghost.
With a blind ghost. Patrick Swayze with two eye patches on.
But he's dead.
He's been dead the whole time.
Because he's a ghost.
This is horrible. My favorite joke around the time Patrick Swayze died was, oh, did you hear they started filming Ghost 2?
Oh.
I just snorted on that.
That's
didn't hear
terrible.
That.
So he's looking through the books. He looks over the operating room theater table, and there's no one there. He looks back at the book. And he looks back at the operating theater table.
Well, he doesn't look. He turns the camera.
Sure. But that's what we see, right?
His point of view.
And then you
shot.
See three people operating on someone.
Two nurses.
Old-timey
people.
Yeah, and
then
a surgeon.
They look up.
Ghosts.
And then one
looks
walks
back
towards him.
The camera, he goes, in the camera.
Oh,
and
he trips on the skull.
Yeah.
And then we look up, and old-timey doctor's in his face and gets him.
Yes.
And then the camera hits the floor, and we see caring for the mentally ill or something, mental health.
Yeah, they're the books. They're the non-academic books. Yeah.
Yeah, the normal books. The
decoy message of this
books.
Movie was like, mental health treatment is just as bad as demonic books.
I don't know if that was the message, but yeah, that's what you took
from
it.
I think that's Tom Cruise's message, right?
You are now labeled a subversive person by the Church of Scientology.
Sasha received, she cleared her thetons and disappeared.
Thetans.
I've never said the word out loud.
I've only read that word.
But then so we hear him say, I'm not crazy. Help me.
Yeah, well, then it cuts to him talking to the camera again.
Yeah, he's got
like signing off in the show all slow and all
lobotomy.
Yeah. And then scene.
Yeah, and scene.
This movie's fucking terrifying. I hated it.
Yeah, I did love the way they signed off, though.
This movie.
Oh, dude, I loved it, too. This was awesome.
Ugh, that's a hard
no for me,
dog. And
I liked the
way
it ended, too. Because what I was thinking is we were going to go back to, like, businessman at the very beginning and say how they found all the footage and what they did with it and how they edited it together, and we didn't.
They save all that for the sequel.
Oh, really?
So let's talk box office. So the production budget on this, do you guys want to guess what the production budget on this is?
$20.
Now, I couldn't find...
$200,000.
You're close. I couldn't find any actual, like, the numbers or Box Office Mojo information on this movie because it really didn't get too much of a theatrical release. But its Wikipedia page does have it. So it's Wikipedia. I don't know how hard these numbers are, but it said the production budget was $120,000.
Plus the $20 they passed to Javier.
I think they did a fantastic job.
So $120,000.
I get it. I get that joke. That's the best joke of the night.
$20. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm the funny one.
Yeah. Didn't even know it was a movie.
They say
that scene was real.
I mean, honestly, it may have been because that dude was not a good actor. But he wasn't supposed to be. Yeah, he plays it right. If he is an actor, he plays it right. He made the right choices. So they say the box office on this, and again, this is Wikipedia, so it may be nothing like close to this. But they say it was $5.4 million that it made.
Well, they did a good job.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they didn't make more movies.
They did make more movies.
They made one more.
They didn't. They made Grave Encounters 2. They made Extraterrestrial. They made It Stains the Sands Red.
I've watched that. What's the other one?
It Stains the Sands Red and What Keeps You Alive.
Modern Horrors has talked about it.
These guys are still working.
They're the Vicious Brothers.
Yeah, they're still working.
Yeah.
They haven't really quite got as much
traction
as they have with the Grave Encounter stuff, but they're still working. They're still doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought this movie looked fantastic for $120,000.
I did too.
I don't know if that budget is accurate. It probably was low.
Well,
so
when it's found footage, it can be low because most of the cameras you're using are just like the ones that the actors are using.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that's where a Blair Witch Project was
so
successful.
The sets were so good. Like it really was believable
it's a single location.
And we know how some of you guys hate single location movies.
Right.
But yeah, so like that is the box office. Like it.
But the effects, like the ghosts look ghosts.
Yeah.
They do.
They do.
And there's not that many of them, but when you do see them, like they made them really good.
More than most movies, though.
There are, especially more than most found footage.
How many ghosts? Like, there's two ghosts.
There's super small cast, single location.
Yeah.
You really, yeah.
Fucking terrifying.
Really, what you pay your money for? Because none of these are known actors either. You know.
No, but they're fine. I mean, they do. It's bad acting until they're scared. So, like at the very beginning, I was like, "This is a poorly acted movie."
No, that's why I picked it up. Because I thought you would be like, "This."
But
movie
it's
is
intentionally
stupid.
Bad acting. Yeah.
No, I agree. But I didn't see that until they got scared. I was like, "Oh no, these guys are actually pretty good actors."
Right, and the scares are when I think it's arguably harder. You know, because you
probably
have to have realistic.
Yeah. And they were convincingly scary.
They were conventionally douchebaggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bad actors. Like, they were very good at playing bad actors.
Yeah. It's like they're always winking to the camera, you know?
Oh,
Preston
is still winking at the camera, like, to this day. Yeah. And some say he's still winking at the camera.
In the eye that didn't get stabbed with the ice pick.
Let's talk Jen's
Fun Facts. And, guys, there's not a ton of fun facts because there's not a lot out there on
Jen's
this movie.
Jen's not very fun.
Yeah.
Jen's Fun Facts.
Okay, so really the only one. This was filmed over 10 nights. in 2 days.
Only 10 nights? Ten nights, yeah. Well done.
I know. Yeah, man.
That makes me really think they were just like, we can't pay Houston anymore. We got to fucking kill him right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
What do you do? Just throw him down a hall and like
honestly,
take a flashlight.
Honestly, I do think Houston was probably like sexually harassing Sasha. So they're like, we got to get Sasha to a safe location and get him away from
it
Houston.
It does feel like he's separated from the group pretty early and like no one acknowledges him. Like he may have been in a different movie.
Is he in the sequel?
I think he just lives in that asylum.
I'm not telling you. What if the sequel is just Houston?
It's just Houston. And it follows his band, Kiss and Tell Around.
He wakes up in the hall and he's like, I'm still here.
We find out what happened with his audition.
Yeah.
And then he is in the band, Kiss and Tell.
Yeah, he's just like the lead singer, Kiss and Tell. They're touring the East Coast. Like
He wakes up in the asylum and on his back is written, goodbye.
Oh, oh no, God.
Kiss and Tell.
Oh, gross.
This asylum was, I wrote down the actual name.
Is it an actual asylum?
It is an actual asylum, and they filmed episodes of The X-Files there and Watchmen. They filmed there, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Which I haven't seen, Watchmen. The movie?
It's not good.
Yeah, I think I quit. I rage quit it about 20 minutes in or something.
When I saw the
long movie.
When I saw Blue Dick, I was out.
Have you seen
Carrie
Avatar?
Carrie Elwes is the only blue dick I like.
Well done.
Oh, yeah.
The footless wonder.
Okay, so one thing they did, the Vicious Brothers did say, is they wanted this to be less subtle than most found footage, and I think they succeeded.
I think they did a great job with that.
Yeah, because they wanted the demons to actually run
at
you.
It's not a terrible movie.
No.
Oh, I think it's a great movie. It's for
I get why
is,
people who hate
really
themselves
well
like this movie.
Yeah.
I hated this movie.
I don't hate myself.
I know. I just people who like scary shit will like this movie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This was
really
way
well done.
Too,
it tickles a lot of like I like horror movies that take other things and like does a parody of them into a horror. There's like there is a horror movie that parodies House Hunters.
Oh
and
my
it's
God.
So
yeah,
stupid.
Was it Hell House LLC?
I think so. Yeah, it's...
Oh, I've heard that it's really good, but that the second one is terrible.
I haven't seen the second one.
Like, but I'm very scared. But let's just do scary scale, because let's just talk about it. Okay. So, Jen, explain the scary scale.
So, the scary scale is our ranking of how scared we were when we watched this movie today. It's not a ranking of how good we thought the movie was. It's how scared we were today when we were watching it, which for Todd and I was the first time we'd ever seen it. All right, Todd, what you got?
I would give us a 9. This is not as scary for me as Hereditary was, but this is one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
This was very scary. Awesome. And that doesn't surprise me because this is the kind of thing that I think
it is.
Would really scare
me. I hate jump scares, and this had some very, very terrifying jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
The only jump scare that didn't scare me too much was the hand, the arms through the wall.
Yeah, that didn't really,
that didn't really scare me that much.
It just freaked you out.
Yeah, it was a little freaky, but it wasn't scary.
The whole movie just feels real creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said at one point, I don't trust this movie. And I feel like they did a really good job, especially with all the hallways. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know terrible things are going to happen, but you don't know what's going to be behind any corner. And I think part of that is because they don't really set up a whole lot of story about what's happening in the asylum. Like, we hear about the doctor, and we hear about Suicide Girl, but we hear about the girl who committed suicide. That's not like a story. Like these people are following them around and this is the clue that it's that guy. It's just scary shit that's showing up.
Yeah,
you know,
fuck it.
And that's why you don't feel safe, but it gives you enough seeds to kind of project the story that you
and
want.
I like they do it like that. They do the seeds with the cast. And then I love ghost, like haunted house kind of scary movies, and there's not enough of them.
I agree, not enough good ones.
Right.
Yeah, because a lot of them are just really lame.
Like, slasher films are different. They're like, they're not as scary as, like,
slasher.
Yeah, honestly,
I love slasher films.
I think,
I don't think
there's... Scary Scale may bore this out if we look through it. I bet I rate these types of movies higher than slashers.
Yes.
Just because slashers are, there's some logic to them, there are rules to them. And there are no rules to shit like this.
No, and part of it too is I feel like the entire movie you're waiting for a jump scare.
Yeah.
Because you
I
know
I fucking hate it. You're on the edge of your seat the whole time, but not like in a good way. Not like
jump scared 5 minutes in where he's like, let's clean the camera off.
Yeah.
Right, because it just puts you on edge because you don't trust it. You don't know what's going to happen.
It's the worst. So, Mikey, what would you give us on a scary scale of 1 to 10?
I still found it scary. And I was noticing more things. Like, I was putting more dots together. I think I've only seen this, like, 3 times. I'm going to give it a 5.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
That's way low. All
right,
Jen.
For
what
today,
you...
right?
Yeah.
Like, the first time I saw it, it was a 10.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Jen?
I think I'm going to have to give it an 8.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Maybe a 9.
8.5.
You got more freaked out than I thought
you
were going to.
No, I'm
going to
give it a 9.
All right. Do
And I really enjoyed it. It's the kind of scared that I really like to be. Like,
I don't understand that
scared.
At all. Like, what happened to you that makes you want to watch these kind of movies?
Oh,
I
told you what happened. It's going to be in the book, Todd.
Like, there's some drama we're going
to
talk about.
How much time do we have here?
And, like, after this, when Todd was too scared to go to the bathroom, I was like, this isn't real. Like, how? Because this is the kind of scared that I can let go of. What?
Well, he said I forgot about that, and I was like, well, someone's going to have to walk me out of the bathroom when we're done with this.
Okay, so we got a 5, a 9, and a 9. I'm trying
You were more scared than I thought you were.
I was really scared. I feel like if I hadn't been recording Todd for some of it, I would have been more scared. But yeah.
If Todd wasn't here, I would have been more scared. Watching Todd watch this movie made me way less scared. But watching you watch this movie brought me back to the first time I watched this movie because I was freaked out.
It was really fun.
Believe me, I understand.
Because I didn't know anything about this movie, and I thought it was real dumb the first 30 minutes, and I like settled into like, this is a dumb horror movie, and then it scared the shit out of me.
And then it turns. Yeah.
It grips it and rips it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you thought we were bad actors? Wait.
Yeah.
It's guys, that time.
It is that time for a mug giveaway. So, you guys know the deal. If you've left us a text review, we also captured your name, so we know what name to draw out of the mug. So, guys, if you haven't left us a review and you're not in the giveaway, make sure you leave us a text review.
Five stars.
Be super short, can be super long, just
Jen
needs to be
hilarious.
A text review. Right. Or Todd is hilarious. Like the most recent one does say Todd's
That's
very
right.
funny.
Yeah,
so
you're on a little bit of a wave of people.
Well, I mean, let's just be honest with you. I crush it on the daily. Anyway, guys, we're about to draw one name out of the mug. This person has, I'm going to say they have a month to get back to us on that they won the mug and have us send them to them.
Hey, your name will expire.
So guys, Jen's going to pull out the name and read the name. And this person has 30 days from when you hear this to claim the mug.
A muggy, muggy mug.
And these are exclusive mugs. These are not the mugs that are for sale in our store. Yeah. These are exclusive mugs that you can't buy anywhere. And the winner of the mug is who, Jen?
Olmstead 13,
congrats. Reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Horror Virgin to claim your mug.
Your mug, yeah.
So, Jen, what are we doing next?
Okay, so it's the week of Thanksgiving.
Right.
So we decided to celebrate families coming together.
Right.
Yeah, and having a good old fun time.
Nice. Is it going to be like
dinner table?
Are we watching like a Peanuts type?
Oh, yeah. There's like pumpkin pie and everybody's happy.
Nice. I do
and
love pumpkin
then,
pie.
Well, I don't want to spoil it. We're watching You're Next.
Ugh.
That's next.
Nice.
Woo-hoo. If you want to stream it, it's available to rent on Amazon. But this is a great one. If you want to buy it, you will not be wasting your money. So go for it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well,
I
that's
love
quite
it.
A compliment. So, Mikey, let's talk. Tell them where they can find you online.
Because apparently he's got like 7,000 followers.
On
right?
the Facebook.
Don't go to Facebook. Facebook's, what are you, 80?
I got, you have my LinkedIn?
No. What? Tell them what your Instagram and Twitter are.
Oh, I don't use Twitter a lot.
You're on Instagram a lot.
I'm on Instagram.
Mikey has an adorable dog, and I see pictures of him all the time. Or I guess it's a her all the time
on
Instagram.
Her name's Maisie,
and
she's a one-year-old yellow lab.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
My Instagram is basically her, and then I review some movies.
Yeah. What is your Instagram?
Oh, it's at mrandolph24.
Yes.
RANDOLPH.
Then the number's 24.
The number's 24. Right.
2 and 4, just in case you're confused.
And that is Jen Ferratu on Instagram and Twitter, and I am
She
at
won't
Todd
follow you back.
Aww.
I was coming on this podcast and I followed Jen to like, you know, learn about her before I
right.
came and talked to her.
Right.
And she's like, no.
Nah, I just sent you like, a thumbs up back.
Nah. Yeah.
I'm at Todd J. Awesome on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Can you spell that for us?
At Todd J. Awesome. That's how you spell it. It's really Todd Jossum, but I like
Todd
to say Jossum. Todd J.
What's
the
J stand for?
So Todd Awesome was already taken. Some motherfucker's sitting on Todd Awesome on Twitter, and they're not using it. They haven't tweeted since like 2015.
They're saving that domain.
That's not a domain. That's a handle, but yeah. So we're part of the Modern Horrors Podcast Network, and of course you can listen to a lot of great podcasts on that network, including ours.
And The Final Girls and Death, Dying, and Other Things.
Right.
Check
and if
them
you're
out.
So if you're listening to us in the Modern Horrors Podcast feed, remember to subscribe to our podcast. That way you get it 2 days earlier because we release our episodes on Monday. If you're listening to us in their feed, you're getting it on Wednesday and you're not up to date on all, I guess, the jokes, really.
Yeah.
Well, Mikey, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It was a lot of fun. We'll have to have you back.
Great time.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I would love to come back. Yeah.
Yeah. So
watch the sequel to this.
We'll see.
Oh, I'm out. All right.
I'm just kidding.
Many women have said that after 3 hours.
Well, if you keep locking them in pod lofts and insane asylums, what do you expect?
Well, we'll see you guys next week. From all of us here at the Horror Virgin, I am Todd.
I'm Jen.
We'll see you next week.
Mwah, ha, 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 ha.
Bye.